I want us to talk this morning about, as followers of Jesus, in a world that is largely opposed to what we believe and who we are, in a world where there be dragons, right? There are forces allied against us, that God intended that we could be undefeatable. And that we could live an undefeatable life. So we're reading through a bunch of verses, Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 18 or so. 17, 18, somewhere in there. And we're going to walk through it and have fun with it. Okay, so it starts out by saying, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in who?
In the Lord.
And in whose mighty power?
His.
His, right? So, boys and girls, it's not about how strong you are. It's about how strong Jesus is in you. Right? How do we, boys and girls, how do we get strong physically? How do we get strong physically?
Eating vegetables.
That's fantastic. Yeah, look at you. I love it. You're a beast, man. Okay, so eating vegetables, that's a good one. What we eat, what we take in, that's awesome. What else? How else do we get strong physically? Yeah, physical exercise, right? Yes, Piper. Push-ups with Daddy. There you go. That's awesome. Yeah. Physical exercise. Push-ups with Daddy. So if that's how we get strong physically, right? How do we get strong in the Lord? Well, it has to do with exactly what we've been saying. But in the spirit, right? So we need to eat our vegetables. We need to be taking in things that are healthy and good for us and not taking in stuff that is garbage, right? We need to take in things that are good for us. And we need to be spending time with Jesus. We need to be spending time in prayer. We need to be spending time worshiping God, right? And spending time learning the Bible. As we heard this morning, God will fight our battles for us. He will be strong in us, right? If we are strong in the Lord, if we've made lots of room for Jesus in our lives, right? Secondly, it says, put on the full armor of God. The what armor? Full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Is it a good idea to go into battle with your belly showing? No. It's a terrible idea, right? If life is a battle, we need to make sure we are fully dressed, put on the full armor of God, right? So if we're not careful to make sure that we're walking in all the ways that God has for us, we could be going out into the world unprepared, and we don't want to do that, right? Next point, P people are not your enemies. For our struggle, it says, for our struggle, our battle, our wrestling match, our struggle is not against flesh and blood. Right? That's everybody in this room. It's flesh and blood, right? Our battle is not against people, but against, it says, but against the rulers, the authorities, the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. So we are not to think of people as our enemies. We are not to hate anyone, right? Our job is to love people. Our job is to love people. But we do have enemies. There are bad spirits that work for Satan, and they do not like Jesus or his people. And they want to discourage us and harm us. And sometimes, yes, they even use people to hurt us. But instead of being mad at people, we should be mad at the devil who is using people to hurt people. The devil and his workers are the reason why we need to put on the full armor of God. Right? And then it says, stand firm then. Stand firm then. Everybody do this. Yeah. Stand firm. Plant your feet. You, boys and girls, moms and dads, ladies and gentlemen, you are not a pushover. You are not a pushover. It doesn't matter how small you are. It doesn't matter how tall you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter if you just met Jesus this morning. You don't need to fear. Because the Bible says, greater is he who is in me. Who is that? Jesus. Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. Who is that? The devil. I've got more on the inside of me. And boys and girls, if you know Jesus, you have more on the inside of you. More wisdom, more power, more authority than the enemy does in the world out there. Because you have Jesus on the inside. Wow. Satan wants you to be afraid. He does a lot of the things that he does just to make you afraid. But here's the deal. When you stand firm, you make him afraid. We're going to watch a quick little video, 1 minute video.
Day. And you too. See, God's enemy
All right. So, you got to have the right equipment. Isaiah, come on up, man. Yay, Isaiah. Okay, you're going to stand right up here, man. It's going to be our example today. So we're going to talk about the equipment that God has given us, the armor that He's given us, the armor of God. So as we read through those verses, the first bit of armor that it talks about, it says that we are to put on the belt of truth. The belt of truth. Now, kind of improvising today. So, here's my old tool belt. The belt of truth. We need to be equipped with the tools of truth. Right? Not everything we hear. Don't drop your truth, man. Not everything we hear is true. Not everything we read on Facebook is true. Not everything we read anywhere or listen to on TV or the radio. It's not all of it is true, right? Here's another thing. Not everything we think is true. Not everything we feel is true. Right? So we need truth to help us navigate this confusing, broken world. Right? We need to be equipped with truth. To know what is true so that we don't fall for the lies of the enemy. All the deception that's out there in the world, all the ways that God wants to, that the enemy wants to, through culture, through all kinds of things, that he wants to confuse and deceive us, it's the lies of the enemy, right? And so we need to be equipped with truth. Then he says to put on the breastplate of righteousness. Compliments of BHS. There we go. The breastplate of righteousness. What does a breastplate protect? Our heart, right? All of our internal organs, but maybe most especially our heart, because our heart stops, the game's over, right? So it's to protect our heart. Righteousness protects our heart. What is righteousness? That's a big word, right? It's a big fancy word. What is righteousness? Righteousness is being right with God. Right? Being right with God. Righteousness is being right with God. Being right with God. Do you know, boys and girls, do you know sometimes when you are having having a rough day with your friend and you're not getting along? Right? Or your brother and sister, you're fighting. Not that you ever do that, but, right? And you're not getting along. Or you're in trouble with mom and dad and you're on time out, right? And that feeling inside that something's not right. But then when you hug and make up, when you say sorry to each other and everything's better and you start playing again, now you're right with each other. You're right with your friend. You're right with mom and dad. And that's what it's like to be right with God. When we are right with God, that is righteousness. And being right with God protects our heart. Right? Then we have the, we don't want to do that. Then we have the shoes to have our feet fitted with the shoes of the gospel of peace. All right. There you go, sir. These are happen to be his own sandals. So they are fitted to him, right? They fit him. Can you run really fast in those sandals?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. So one of the ways that we can defeat the enemy, one of the ways we can defeat Satan is to tell people the good news about Jesus. Right? In fact, that's an amazing weapon that we have. That when we tell people the good news about Jesus and they come out of darkness into light, come out of deception into truth, come out of fear into hope, when their life changes because Jesus comes into their lives, that is a big win for the kingdom of God, right? And so one of the ways that we win is by telling people about the good news about Jesus. And God leads our steps to meet people who need to know about the love of God. And the more people we tell, the more the love and the light of God can help people leave darkness and fear. Amen? Amen. Thirdly, we have the shield of faith. Massive shield. So the enemy of our soul fires lies at us. The Bible calls them fiery darts. He's shooting lies at us all the time, wanting to destroy us and defeat us and harm us and cause us to fear, cause us to not trust God, but instead to listen to his lies and believe them. And so he fires lies at us all the time, like you are a mistake, you are ugly, nobody cares about you, nobody loves you, you are alone, you should be afraid, God has given up on you. Right? Yeah. And the enemy fires these lies at us, but God has given us a shield of faith. That when we trust God above every message that comes at us, every lie that comes at us, when we trust what God says about us, you are loved. Boys and girls, you are loved. God would say to you, you are my child. I want to live in you. I want to lead you. I have a plan and a purpose for you. I want your life to shine brightly in this world for me. And you were made for that very purpose, right? When we believe what God says about us instead of the lies, we are shielded from the destruction the enemy wants to bring on us. The helmet of salvation. All right. Now, what does the helmet protect? Our head, our brain, our mind, right? Our thinker, as Scott would say, protects our thinker. One of the things that happens to us when we become followers of Jesus is that we begin to think different thoughts. We begin to think loving and kind thoughts. We begin to think like Jesus. We begin to think helpful, life-giving thoughts. It's the helmet of salvation. God wants to give us the mind of Christ to think life-giving thoughts. And we are to protect those thoughts of Jesus and shut out the thoughts that don't belong in the mind of a follower of Jesus, right? The Bible says that we are changed by the renewing of our minds. When our minds become more and more like the mind of Jesus, that actually changes who we are. And so we want our mind, our thinking to be protected. And then last of all this morning, we have the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit that is the Word of God, the Bible. Boys and girls, it is fantastic that you are learning memory verses. I love that. You guys did a great job sharing them this morning. And I love that you are learning memory verses because you're taking words of God, words of the Bible, and you're storing them away in your mind and your heart so that sometime when you need them, right? When you're at school and you're having a rough day and you need to know that God is with you, you need to know that you can put on the full armor of God and stand your ground. You're learning to store that away so that you can be reminded when you need it. So that whenever you need those words, they will help you stand firm. Right? Right there in your memory, God's word is powerful. And it helps us to be strong and to win. So here's our good soldier of God with the armor of God. Yay, Isaiah. So Isaiah is equipped, prepared, right, to stand firm no matter what the enemy throws at him, so that he can be undefeatable in this world and in this life, right? Here's the last thing I want to share with you just before we close. We're almost done, and then we're going to have the kids come and do an awesome song. But here's the deal. Who is the truth? Bible said, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, right? He is the truth. Who is our righteousness? Yeah. Jesus is our righteousness. I don't have anything good of me to offer God, but Jesus is my good. Jesus is who makes me right with God, right? He is my righteousness. Who is the gospel about? Who is the good news about? Jesus. Who is our faith in? Jesus. Who brings us salvation? And who is the Word of God? Right. So the armor of God, when we put on the armor of God, really it's about putting on Jesus, isn't it? Putting on Jesus. As we go out of the door every morning to school, to work, to the things that we do, as we are going out, we need to put on Jesus. Know that He is with us. Know that He is protecting us, strengthening us, that He is going before us, that He is fighting our battles for us, that because Jesus is on the inside of us, we will win and we will be undefeatable. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Isaiah. You may... a little warm in there? All right. That was fun. I want to pray for you. Would you stand for a moment? I want to pray for you, and then as soon as we're done praying, all the kids in the room, I want to invite you up on the platform, and you're gonna lead us in a song. You're gonna help us sing a song. All right, let's pray. God, I thank You for Your love for us. I thank You for the victory that You have already won for us. I thank You that we are strong and undefeatable because of Jesus on the inside of us. I thank You. I thank You for the equipment that You've given us, the belts of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the gospel shoes, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, the things that You've given us to be able to walk in victory. I thank You that You fight our battles for us when we simply trust You, that we don't need to be afraid because You're at work on the inside of us, that greater is He who is inside of us than any enemy that we face in the world. And we thank You for that. God, I pray for each one of us in this room, each one online, that God, we would be strengthened today. We would take seriously the battle that we're in, not because we need to be afraid, but because we want to walk in victory. And we give You thanks for all that You have done for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Kids, come on up. Come on up. And adults, you're going to want to keep standing because you're going to sing this with us too. Good job, guys. Thank you for singing. And we do this every fifth Sunday because every month that has a fifth Sunday. Because we really do believe in the next generation. We love kids, we love families, and we're so glad that you guys are here. Let's show them our love. All right. God bless you. Have a fantastic